chapter 7 to 8. Dearly beloved, we write these things to you, not merely to admonish you, but instead also to remind ourselves. For we are struggling in the same arena, and the same contest lies before us. For this reason, let us abandon the vain and fruitless cares and approach the famous and solemn rule of our holy calling. And let us see what is good and what is pleasing and what is acceptable in the sight of our Creator. Let us fix our gaze upon the blood of the Anointed One and realize how honorable that blood is to God, seeing that it was poured out for our salvation and has brought us the favor of a changed mind before the whole world. Let us turn to every generation which has passed and learn that from generation to generation, the Master has given an opportunity for those to change their minds who wish to return to Him. Noah preached, telling them to change their mind, and as many as listened to him were saved. Jonah preached destruction to the Ninevites, but they, changing their minds and ceasing from their sins, besought God by prayer. And although they were estranged from God, obtained salvation. The servants of the favor of God have spoken of a change of mind with the help of a Holy Spirit. But also, the Lord of everything has himself declared it with an oath. For as I live, says the Lord, I do not desire the death of the sinner, but rather a changed mind. He also added this good assurance. Change your mind, O house of Israel, from your lawlessness. Speak to the sons of my people. Though your sins reach from the earth to the heaven, and though they are redder than scarlet and blacker than sackcloth, and if you turn back with your whole heart and speak, Father, I will listen to you as to a holy people. And in another place he says the following, Wash and clean yourselves. Put away the wickedness of your souls from before my eyes. Cease from your wickedness. Learn to do good. Seek judgment. Deliver the oppressed. Give judgment to the fatherless, and rightful judgment to the widow. Then come, and let us reason together, says he, and though your sins are like crimson, I will make them white as snow. But if they are like scarlet, I will whiten them as wool. And if you are willing and listen to me, you shall eat the good things of the earth. But if you refuse and will not listen to me, a saber shall devour you. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken these things. Therefore, wishing that all of his beloved ones should partake of a changed mind, he has established it by his almighty will.